there's some concern about efforts to advance a North Slope to Fairbanks natural gas trucking project. The issue came up at a Fairbanks City Council meeting this week, where a primary focus was whether a borough-created public utility is competing with a private company to carry out the state-supported project. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The Fairbanks City Council received an update during a work session Monday from entities pursuing the gas trucking project, including the Alaska Energy Authority, Fairbanks Natural Gas, the Lowell Group, and the borough's Interior Gas Utility. During a meeting that followed, Councilmember Jim Matherly said the IGU was criticized for competing with FNG.
What I heard was get out.
The Regulatory Commission of Alaska is reviewing overlapping service area applications from Fairbanks Natural Gas and the borough's Interior Gas Utility to supply North Pole. Matherly said no one openly stated what a lot of the discussion pointed to.
It doesn't belong in the bidding thing or whatever the RCA thing is, and let FNG move forward. That's what I wanted to hear. Nobody said that.
City Council Member Bernard Gatewood cautioned against any immediate action against the IGU, saying so far it's serving its defined purpose, facilitating expansion of gas service.
If Fairbanks Natural Gas had been producing at the rate that we felt they should have been, then I don't think this body would have been voting to help form the utility in the first place.
Gatewood agreed the IGU could become a direct business competitor to FNG, but so far said it's doing okay.
I think the utility, the Interior Gas Utility, is doing what we wanted it to do, what we envisioned it doing. I hope it's not doing too much.
Mayor Jerry Cleworth said the IGU was established as a safety net.
So that if there is no company out there or a company goes bankrupt, we better have something in place to make this thing happen. Because there's no guarantees that FNG or anyone else is going to be here tomorrow. I think they will be, and I think they're a credible outfit, but there is no guarantee, so it was nice to have that safety net and maybe to have that safety net push a little bit, too.
Cleworth said the IGU is not violating the ordinance that created it by applying to serve an area that doesn't currently have natural gas delivery.
I just hope we don't get so sideways with each other that we have a utility that does not want to work with an FNG. And I didn't hear that tonight, and I hope you don't hear that.
Cleworth did express concern that the overlapping service area applications will delay advancement of the project. A decision on the applications by the RCA is expected this fall. The state has $350 million in financing for the gas trucking project and is reviewing proposals from companies, including a turnkey operation offered by Fairbanks Natural Gas. A financial feasibility analysis is due out next month. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.